Good morning. Denny Heflin here in Ottoman at the Farm Service Agency with the USDA report for this week. Well, today I'll talk one more time again about the ARC-PLC program. To those of you that have been in your county office to make your ARC-PLC program updates and elections, we say thank you. I realize that this has probably been somewhat of a difficult decision and time-consuming to try to understand the programs, since it does commit your farm for 5 years. But at some point in time, we're going to have to close this process. If you have not been in, I urge you to go online and study the local web tools that are available to you, or talk to your ISU Extension farm management specialists, etc. Use these resources that are available and gather as much information as you can to make the choices that you need for your operation. Please do not wait until the deadlines to approach your local county FSA office and say, hey, is there something I have to get done before the end of the month? The first deadline we have is February 27th. That will be the deadline for the owners of farmland to make the update selections for the basis and the yields on the farm. As that information will then stay with that farm number, the owners are responsible for doing that. Operators, you probably need to lead them a little bit and help them with what they are looking at doing. Then the next deadline is March 31st, so we've got about 6 weeks out before that deadline gets here. But that will be for the operators to elect which program to go into. Operators, you basically need to have your farm owners make the selection what they want to do with the updates for bases and yields before you commit to electing which program you want to be in for next year. So if you have questions, wondering where you're at, what your status is, please give your FSA office a call, and we will help you find out where you're at and what you need to get done to meet the deadlines. Why should USDA Farm Service Agency be your lender? Well, are you interested in becoming a farmer, or are you considering expanding your existing operation? We're looking at options to diversify your farm income. Do you know someone who is considering a career in production agriculture? FSA provides many lending opportunities for farmers to enter into production agriculture, to finance specialized operations, and to maintain a farming operation following economic and weather-related disasters. In Audubon County, we will be presenting a program on February 25th, beginning at 6 p.m. in the evening, for new and beginning farmers. This will be an information-packed workshop focusing on helping new and beginning producers create successful agriculture enterprises. Topics for the evening include the State of Iowa Beginning Farmer Loan and Tax Credit Programs, USDA Beginning Farmer Loans and Programs, and resources available from ISU Extension and Outreach on how to develop a successful plan. Steve Ferguson with the Iowa Finance Authority will be speaking for the State of Iowa Beginning Farmer Loan and Tax Credit Program. Jason Hunzinger, FSA Farm Loan Manager in Guthrie County, will be speaking on USDA Farm Service Agency Beginning Farmer Loans and Programs. And Shane Ellis will be talking about the ISU Extension resources that are available through their outreach programs. Dinner will be provided at 6 o'clock, and we do ask for reservations by Monday, February 23rd. You can call the Audubon County Extension Office at 563-4239 and make your reservation there, or you can call the Audubon Farm Service Agency Office at 563-4261, extension 2, and leave your reservation with us. The Audubon State Bank has agreed to sponsor this night and pick up the tab for the meal, so we thank them very much for their participation in this. And we encourage any and all of you who might be looking for any type of agriculture loans that would be effective for new and beginning farmers. This would be students that may be ready to graduate from high school. Maybe their parents want to come with and hear about it too. Or for producers that might be looking at transferring their land through the State of Iowa Beginning Farmer Loan and Tax Credit Program. It promises to be an informative night, and so the only way you're going to get that information is to attend. Again, that meeting is February 25th, Wednesday night, beginning at 6 o'clock at the Audubon County Extension Office. We do ask that you provide your reservation by the 23rd, again, to the Audubon County Extension, 563-4239, or the Audubon FSA, 563-4261, extension 2. For any questions on the topics on today's program, please feel free to give me a call here in Audubon and ask to speak with me, and I'll visit with you about them. For this week, this has been Denny Heflin with this week's USDA Report. Have a great week, and we'll see you next week.